Welcome to another episode of Transformation Professionals, sponsored by CXO Transform. Crafted to enhance the strategic acumen of ambitious managers, leaders, and consultants, we hope you enjoy this episode about the power of holistic transformation. Here's Rob Llewellyn.
In the world of business transformation, understanding the importance of a holistic approach is key to achieving lasting change and aligning with your CEO's strategic goals. Today, we're diving into what holistic transformation truly means and how it can redefine success in your organization. Transformation isn't just about tweaking a process here or adopting a new technology there. It's about looking at the bigger picture, ensuring every piece of the puzzle fits together seamlessly to drive the company forward. This is where the role of a chief transformation officer becomes crucial. They're the maestros, orchestrating change across the entire enterprise to ensure harmony and alignment with overarching objectives. Yet, a common pitfall many organizations fall into is creating transformation silos. It's an easy mistake to make, focusing so intensely on specific areas that we lose sight of how they connect to the broader organizational goals. These silos can be risky, leading to disjointed efforts that, more often than not, evolve into bigger issues down the line. Issues that, frankly, could have been avoided with a more integrated approach. Personally, I've seen the silo scenario unfold more times than I can count. And while it's provided me with 25 years of opportunities to step in and help realign these initiatives, it's a pattern I'd much rather see broken. Transformation should be a cohesive force, not a divisive one. The likes of McKinsey, Deloitte, PwC, Accenture have extensively covered the topic of holistic transformation, emphasizing its importance for organizational success. One key insight McKinsey offers is the notion that holistic transformation goes beyond mere operational or technological changes. Instead, it encompasses a comprehensive rethinking of the organization's strategy, operations, culture, and customer engagement to achieve sustainable growth and competitiveness in a rapidly evolving market. These big players know a thing or two and often highlight that for a transformation to be truly holistic, it must address both the performance and health of an organization. Performance refers to the tangible results such as revenue growth and cost reduction, while health pertains to the organization's ability to align, execute, and renew itself faster than competitors. This dual focus ensures that transformations are not only successful in the short term, but also lay the foundation for long-term resilience and adaptability. So, how do we ensure our transformation efforts are truly holistic? It starts with alignment. Every project, every program within the transformation initiative should directly contribute to the CEO's strategic goals. This alignment ensures that regardless of how wide-ranging a transformation might seem, every element is pulling in the same direction. Communication is another cornerstone of holistic transformation. It's essential for breaking down those silos. Regular, open dialogues between teams, clear channels for sharing progress and challenges, and a culture that encourages cross-functional collaboration are all vital. This doesn't just help in aligning efforts, it also fosters a sense of unity and purpose across the organization. Holistic transformation requires a level of agility and adaptability. The business landscape is ever-changing, and our approaches to transformation must be flexible enough to accommodate new challenges and opportunities as they arise. This means being willing to reassess and realign our strategies, keeping the overarching objectives in sight but remaining fluid in how we achieve them. But perhaps the most important element of a holistic transformation is the human aspect. At the end of the day, transformation is driven by people. Ensuring that your team feels engaged, empowered, and part of the journey is crucial. It's about more than just achieving business objectives. It's about bringing your people along for the ride, ensuring they grow and develop alongside the organization. In practice, achieving a holistic transformation is no small feat. It requires dedication, coordination, and most importantly, a clear vision. But the benefits are undeniable. Organizations that approach transformation holistically are more likely to see sustainable growth, improved efficiency, and a workforce that's not just prepared for the future, but excited by what it holds. As we wrap up today's episode, I hope you've gained insights into the importance of a holistic approach to transformation. It's a reminder that, while the journey may not be easy, the rewards of staying the course and ensuring every piece of your transformation puzzle fits together are well worth the effort. Remember, the goal of transformation is not just to change for the sake of change, but to evolve in a way that ensures your organization's long-term success and resilience. By taking a holistic approach, you're not just transforming your business. You're setting it up for a future that's bright, sustainable, and aligned with your most ambitious goals. Thank you for joining me today. I hope this episode has inspired you to take a step back, look at the bigger picture, and ensure your transformation efforts are as cohesive and impactful as they can be. Until next time, keep striving for excellence. And remember, in the world of transformation, the whole truly is greater than the sum of its parts.
This podcast is sponsored by CXO Transform, professional development for managers, leaders, and consultants who strive for transformation excellence. If you're not yet a member of the Transformation Professionals community, you can join free at join.cxotransform.com. If you're already a member, we invite you to discuss today's topic inside the community. We publish 5 days a week, Monday to Friday, and hope to have you join us on the next episode.